And with me in our outside broadcast here outside CSG on a beautiful sunny morning in Day Place in Tralee, I have Una McShane, who's practice development partner with CSG, and also Chris Murray, who's managing partner. Good morning to both of you, and thanks so much for joining us in the programme. Una, can I start with you and just tell me a little bit about the company, but also your involvement in this sort of a competition to focus on companies that you would see day to day, the advice you give, how it works, companies growing at different stages of their development.
Sure. Well, we're also a growing company, so this resonates with us to support other growing businesses in Tralee. We are the kind of sum of a merger of four practices in Tralee and have come together under the branding of CSG. We're located in three-day place, also across 4 and 6-day place. So we are almost taking over the terrace at the moment. We have 65 staff at various levels, from partner down to intern and trainee accountant, and we offer all services. So really, we're a one-stop shop. We're a mid-tier firm. We are the largest practice in Kerry now, and we offer services right from payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, tax, audit advisory. So the full range of services are available in CSG. So I suppose for us, getting involved with Radio Kerry has very much been for us also to sell our story and to promote our brand. We've spent the last few years recruiting heavily, working on our partnerships in the community and with the universities to build our educational programs. And now we're very much open for business. So we really want to put it out there that we're there to support local business. We take on clients from individual tax return sole traders right through to large group corporations. And our team here are able to deal with every single aspect of a client journey from start to finish.
Okay, Chris, how important is that that you've come from 4 smaller companies into a larger company, so you're able to relate to, I suppose, the smaller clients as well as the larger ones in what you offer?
Yeah, well, I suppose we would have started out originally, there was probably 10 of us there, I suppose. As Una said, since the 4 practices have come together, we still have the departments that can take care of the sole traders right through up to the larger groups. And I suppose we have a specialist tax department now, which we wouldn't have had years ago, which deals with all kind of succession planning and all this estate planning, this kind of stuff, or serious tax work. And we have a fully developed audit department as well, with 2 audit partners inside in it. So I suppose we can take care of the local shop right up to large supermarkets, hotels, whatever. We have the teams, I suppose, that can cover everything. Like, I suppose that was the big thing, trying to recruit the right staff, we'll say, over the last number of years. Proved difficult over COVID, I suppose, but we've sorted it out now, and we have all our teams are fully staffed, and we're ready, really, for everything.
Okay. And that's part of like what you've had to do. You've obviously, the decision was made to merge, to become bigger, to develop those other aspects of your business, to continue growing and to thrive and survive, rather than the 4 practices working away on their own.
Yeah, I suppose it was a decision we made back, I suppose, in 2017. We were coasting along, I suppose, a small enough practice here in Tralee. An opportunity arose to merge with Stevenson's practice at the time, which kind of took us up to, I think the numbers went up to 25 at that stage. So we were probably one of the bigger practices in Tralee at that stage. I suppose the accounting industry in the last number of years is changing dramatically. There's a lot of these pension funds coming in, buying up practices. So I suppose you either move at the times, or I suppose, or yeah, you don't, I suppose. So we made a decision to continue to grow, and that's what we hope to do, continue to keep growing. I suppose we have 65 people here now at this stage. And I suppose, look, we're a big player in Kerry at this stage. We want to keep growing. I suppose we can offer stuff that a lot of the other practices can't. I suppose we have the specialisms in both audit and tax, which are a huge help, and we have a huge corporate finance department as well.
Like, is that part of what you offered? But like, smaller companies are all companies at every level. Things are getting more complex. You need to move faster. You need to get the best advice to make the right decisions. And in an increasingly complex world, you're providing that sort of service.
Yeah, we are. I suppose a lot of the clients, they would see compliance, like filing your accounts, filing your tax returns. they see that as routine. I suppose what they're really looking at is passing on the business to the next generation, or changing structures around groups and stuff like that. That there's an awful lot of that type of work out there, like the present moment.
And sometimes if you're in a business, you can't take a look at the wider picture to know the right thing to do there strategically, which is where you come in.
Yeah, and you could make decisions which can have a huge knock-on effect, we'll say, down the road, which is a road that could end up costing family members a huge amount of tax because you didn't get the right advice and structure things correctly.
Yeah, that's very important. Una, what have you learned from listening to all the companies that have registered for this competition, really, over the last couple of weeks? We have a huge number of entries.
I think there's just a lot of energy out there from local businesses, and people really want more support in growing their business, both from a marketing and from a professional services perspective. And their stories we've heard, I was saying to some of the finalists today, I hadn't heard of all their businesses. And now, you know, we're seeing the vans on the road. We're aware of the signs from Tommy. So it's front of mind when you hear the shout out on the radio. I think for us as well, even internally in the office, it's gone down really well with staff. They're seeing CSG everywhere. Their friends and families are hearing the shout out. So I think we've had a really, really lovely partnership at Radio Kerry around this initiative.
Yeah, and tell me about what the prize from CSG's side of it will offer, the client services package.
It's quite a bespoke offering, so it depends on, like, it was advertised as a starter package, but it depends on where they're in terms of their life cycle of the business. So that could be anything from tax advice. It could go towards their accounts package. If they're not yet established, we might use it to look at the status of the business and whether they need some advice to grow. It could be that they want to move more digital and have real-time information. We could put them onto our zero outsourced accounting offering. So we have lots of different things we can work with them on. So it really is going to involve a conversation with the winner to see how best we can support them in their growth journey.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we've had a huge number of companies that have been whittled down to five. We've heard all their stories this morning coming into us here in the Outside Broadcast. We're ready to announce a winner.
We are, and it has been really, really difficult. We'd love to announce all five as winners, but I think Chris is ready to
okay,
state
Chris,
the winner.
Who is the winner of our Working Together 2025 competition here on Radio Kerry?
Killarney Glass.
Killarney Glass. Brilliant stuff. They're all outside here. Jackie can't believe it. Jackie Looney, she's here telling the story of Killarney Glass already this morning. That's brilliant. Great stuff. Great news. Okay, guys, thanks so much for talking to me, telling me the story of CSG as well, and continued success to ye and your company. We're going to hear from Jackie Looney in a couple of minutes' time. Get your comments and queries in for us here on the programme. We'll be talking as well a little bit later on about Kerry FC, but we'll meet Jackie and get her reaction.